Hi, folks. It's Encore Friday on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and it is time for a Catscape. The show Catscapes, or the little feature Catscapes that I came up with, has proven to be sort of popular with a segment of our audience. It's three cats, Smokey, Shadow, and Thunder, and these three guys host this show. These three cats host a show where they do chatting with each other, and then they talk to a hero cat of the week, because hero cats are not mentioned a lot. They're often overlooked, but there have been cats down through time that have saved families from fires. Seriously, they've saved children from being bit by dogs, all kinds of things. And then the final feature is they invite their cat listeners to call in with how dumb are dog jokes, which you can well imagine cats sitting around all day long telling jokes like that. So let's check out our good friends here. It is Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder, and it's Catscapes. And now it's time for Catscapes with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. Catscapes, a presentation of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Len Nuxley. I'm Ward's father. I know what my name is, so... Hey, are you the guy that knows... Hold on a minute.
Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, I can't come in there. My name's Shadow. How do you do?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're the guy that changes... Your name is Ward and Wayne?
No, I'm Len. I'm the father of Ward Wayne. He's mentally diseased.
Right. I hear Mr. Hendry always saying to him, your name is Ward, your name is Wayne.
Well, you know, but you're a talking cat.
Yes, I am. I am a talking cat. So you're saying I'm as much of a freak as your son?
No, I'm not saying you're a freak. I'm saying there's unusual things in the world. My son keeps changing his name from Ward to Wayne to West to Willie. We've had him looked at...
And he's the announcer on the Hendry show, or did they fire him?
I don't think he's been around in a while, and Mr. Hendry was freaked out.
Right, so I've taken over. I'm Len Nuxley, that's my name.
And you're in the mother, what's it, and the mother's?
The mother or his mother?
Well, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Wayne Ward.
Oh, yeah. What's his mother's name?
Her name is Melissa or Mary. She's got the same problem.
What the hell?
What are you talking about? You know, his mother, she don't know her name?
She does. Her name is Mary, but tomorrow it'll be Melissa, and in 5 seconds it'll be...
Like Maud or something.
Yeah, whatever you want. I'm talking to a cat, so...
All right, well, anyway, welcome to Catscapes. I'm sorry you're talking to a cat, but...
No, it's fine.
And that was Len Nuxley, the father of Wayne, who sometimes calls him... I don't know, it's a human problem, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's enough problems for cats... To make the, till the cows come home, you know? And I know that don't mean nothing to a cat, but we, you know, when the cows come home, they come home.
Yeah, when the cows come home, the dog knows before the cat do.
Hey, whatever, you know, the dog knows before the cat do. There's a lot of stuff the dog don't know before the cat do. By the way, speaking of cat do, and let me just say this as delicately as I can, because on the show today, we're going to kind of air some grievances here, hey, Smokey?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. You know...
Yeah, with the cat box.
Right, with the cat box especially.
Right, we're gonna air some grievances.
All right. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by Musta's Filets, the little tiny fish filets. You ever had those?
They're fantastic.
Oh, God. You get the filet in a package, and it doesn't have to be refrigerated or nothing. You can put it in the cupboard. Then you open it up, and hell, man, you got to get a human to open it up for you.
Yeah, there's no can opener, though.
There's no can opener. I guess if it falls on the floor, you can rip the package open yourself. But by all means, get your human to get this, what's the name of it?
I forget
filets. I'm kidding. It's a great filet, and you can get it at your local supermarket, or they can get it because you're a cat.
You can't carry a cat wallet.
No, you can't carry no cat wallet. Jesus, get a load of that, will you?
Hey, what are you talking about, a cat wallet?
I'm just saying, if you can take money.
Well, yeah, but no cat
can take no money.
Right, so they're not going to pick up the filet. They're going to have to get the human.
Right, I know, but I just was, I was speaking in shorthand, or short paw, if you will.
And that's another thing, you know, why can't we call it short paw?
Because we don't write. Oh!
What an idiot.
Oh. Okay, listen, the big beef today, and I think you were mentioning it, Thunder and I was discussing it on account of just before the show started, is the cat box has got to get cleaned out. Now, there's a lot of different ways that cats have of letting the owner know that the cat box has got to get cleaned out. That's sometimes take a dump outside of the cat box, right? You can, that'll piss the human off, but hey, that also reminds them, hey, I guess I need to
clean out the box.
Right. There's nothing worse in my world than no box that ain't cleaned out and there's cat stuff. Jesus Christ.
I know, it's gross and it's got to get cleaned it out.
Yeah, that's right. Get cleaned it out. All right, so here's the other thing. Cats eat meat. They don't eat no kibble. And your dad gave you what?
That's the Temptations.
Temptations are bad for you, man. You can't eat those.
Worse, he says you're going to get fat, too.
You're going to get fat on that stuff. Those little Temptation snacks, you know what I'm talking about, Smokey?
Yeah, they come in a plastic...
they come in a little plastic bin or something, and they don't have no meat in them. It's all kibble, and it's got some kind of a chicken flavor.
It's really good, though.
Yeah, no, I know it's good, but you can't eat that. Because it's going to turn you into a diabetic. Cats die from diabetes all the time. That one cat, Brea, that Mr. Henry had, you remember?
Yeah, she died of diabetes.
Right, she had the diabetes. Here is Dr. Elmer Sutton, who works at the Sutton Veterinary Headquarters and Squad Room. I don't know what, is that what it's called, Dr. Sutton?
Yes, the Sutton Veterinary Headquarters and Squad Room. We like to think of ourselves as the first line of defense for cats. And dogs, but specifically cats.
Okay, Dr. Sutton, we're talking. You got your radio turned up?
Yeah, I'm listening to the Mike Savage show. Let me turn it down. I'm politically conservative. I hope that doesn't bother anybody.
No, we don't do politics here.
That's okay.
It's fine.
Okay, so I turn that down. So we deal in only the very finest of foods for cats, and cats are only supposed to have meat.
Okay, that's the thing that everybody that I talk to who knows something about cats is eat meat. I like to eat meat.
Of course you do. You're a cat. Those temptations you were talking about are bad for cats. They do elevate the blood sugar. They screw up the digestive tract. They have artificial ingredients that are no good for cats. They're filled with grains that are no good for cats.
Now, what about, they say the dog is supposed to have a grain, you know?
What's that?
They say dogs are supposed to have a grain.
What's he saying?
He says that dogs are supposed to get grains.
Oh, yeah, well, kibble.
Yeah, that's right.
Kibble, yeah. Dogs should have a fair amount of kibble and meat mixed in.
Yeah, so the dog gets half meat, half kibble, right?
Well, I don't know if it's half and half. I suppose you could do that if you wanted to, but you're cats. You're not responsible for the feeding of any dogs, are you?
No. I wouldn't know how to do that.
No. We're just curious about what a cat is supposed to eat as opposed to a dog.
Yeah. So what a cat should have is nothing but meat. Now, I recommend ground beef for a cat. Now, I realize it's expensive, but you can get the bulk ground beefs, ground meats. The human can get it anyway at the store. You boil it, you put it in the pan.
Okay. So boil it?
Yeah, you just boil it.
It's not gonna be like hamburger or something.
No, it's not gonna be hamburger. Look, you guys are cats. You, as far as you're concerned, getting a bowl of ground beef, ground meat, ground whatever it is, liver, eyeball.
Oh yeah, that's all that stuff.
Yeah, like what do you call gristle?
Right. You guys think that's the best. You guys think you're living large when you get that. So a bowl of that is fine for cats. But this temptation stuff. And all those little phony baloney treats that cats get, it'll turn you into a big fat slob of a cat. And I don't know if you've seen these cats that are all big and fat.
Yeah, we see, and they get pictures posted.
They get the pictures posted on Facebook a lot of the time.
Yeah, they look like a fat slob.
Yeah, well, that's what you guys are headed for if you keep on eating this temptation stuff. So you got to eat. And then the other thing is that, yeah, the dogs need to get the kibble, not the cats.
Okay, and it's Dr. Elmer Sutton of the Sutton Veterinary Headquarters and Squad. That sounds very official.
Well, we're very serious about what we do. We see ourselves as almost like a police force for veterinarians. We just love to get in and, yeah, let's get some meat in that dish and figure out what the hell is making this cat urinate all over the place.
Okay, and that was the other thing, too, I want to talk about, keeping that cat box clean. Somebody's, I talked to you, remember... you remember that one cat, Muffin Top?
Yeah, it's in a dirty box.
Muffin Top was talking to me about this cat box she had was never getting cleaned out.
Well, a lot of people are lazy with that.
Yeah, well, you can't let humans get away with that. You can, if you want, to send a very subtle message. You can squeeze one off in the cover, in like a closet. you know, that they don't find for a few weeks. You know, I don't know.
Well, what good is that going to do? I mean, they got to find it right away.
I know, but I'm really loath to advise you to just go ahead and take a crap right there next to the box. But that a lot of times helps, because then the human figures it out.
Yeah, I figure the human's going to figure out, look, I got to clean his box out, because look what a cat did. There's the box, there's where the turd went. It went on the floor.
Yeah, see, the human, even as dumb as some people can be, you know.
That's right. So, yeah, I would advise that. And you give them the little look at the face, you know, like, oh, gee, I'm sorry, that kind of thing. They always fall for that.
Okay, Dr. Sutton, let me see what other questions we have here on today's Catscapes with Dr. Elmer Sutton, the veterinarian. That's tough for a cat to say.
Right.
Thunder?
My dad, I want to know about this. I want to know about those laser. My dad has three of those laser lights. They bounce all over the place, and I chase it, and I can't ever catch it. What is that?
Are you kidding me or something? What are you talking about?
Oh, it's okay. She's young. That's a light. You can't catch it.
You can't catch that.
Why not?
It's not a bug. It's not a real bug. You think it's like, what, like a firefly or something?
I thought it was a bug or something flying around.
No. That's a light that's made specifically for you to chase, so you look like a dumbass.
Well, I wouldn't say that that's necessarily the case. You want to look like a dumbass, but... Yeah, cats do look like dumbasses when they're chasing the lights. I guess the young cats like you, Thunder, you're going to, you know, kind of follow that thing around for a while. But no, that's not a real bug. That's just a laser light.
Well, I thought, God, man.
Well, you knew it was a light, right?
Yeah, that's what he called a laser light, but I thought there's a bug.
No, it's just a laser light. It's a pink light?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it bounces around. The human takes it and bounces it around and drives you ape crap, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Dr. Elmer Sutton from the veterinary clinic, we thank you very much for joining us here on Catscapes, giving us the lowdown here on the latest in veterinary medicine.
You got it.
There goes the doc. Well, it's time now for our hero cat of the week, and this cat's name is what?
This cat's name is Fluffball par excellence.
What?
What kind of name is that?
That's the name he insists on. His name's Fluffball. He wants to be called Fluffball par excellence.
Fluffball par excellence. Here is Fluffball, and he is our hero cat of the week. Fluffball, how you been?
Hey.
Hey, Fluffball, welcome to Catscapes.
Hey, this is a lot of fun, because I've always listened to your show. I never thought I'd be on it.
Well, you're our hero cat of the week, and you're going to tell us that. Where are you?
I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay.
Green, and I understand you was a rescue?
Yeah, they had me over here at the Green Bay catch, and I was in there for about 3 weeks. I got separated from the people I was with because they had a big snowstorm up here. They put me over in the Green Bay catch, and then comes in this family, and they're nice people. They brought me in.
Okay, so I understand that you're like a big hero or something, huh?
Well, I don't know about being a big hero, but I can tell you that I smelled a gas leak here. Dory and Buffy Henson, who are the people that adopted me, and they was asleep, and I was up, and I was chasing a bug, and I was trying to find this, looked like some kind of a bug behind a curtain. And then I started to smell gas, you know?
Yep.
And,
How did you know it was gas?
You just know, man. You sniff the air, and now here comes something smells different. And I'm like, what? You know, and I know it's gas because humans are always talking about gas leaking and stuff.
Right.
So did you smell the gas? What'd you do?
Well, I went into the human's room, and I looked up at them, and they're dead asleep. They're dead, just with their mouths open, just snoring. And so I jumped up on the stomach of a guy who's the husband, and I'm like jumping up and down, and then I batted his nose with my paw. And he opened his eyes for a minute, but he didn't wake up. He just kind of rolled over, right?
What a dumbass.
Yeah, but then I jumped on the wife, Trudy, and she was on her stomach, so I went down. I started smacking her rear end, you know, with my paw.
You're kidding me.
No, would I kid you? And so finally she rolls over and says, hey, Fluffball par excellence.
What's with this Fluffball par excellence? You gave yourself that name, right?
Yeah, I did. I'm just screwing around. She says, hey, Fluffball, what gives? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm jumping around and meowing. And that's when she noticed the stink, the smell of the gas. and she wakes up the husband. She goes, Dad, oh, Daddy. That's what these humans call each other, Daddy and Mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, oh, Jesus. They both jump up, they grab me, and they run out of the house. They got the phone, and they call the fire department, and the fire department says, good thing you got out of there, because had the heater kicked on. Okay, this is Green Bay, Wisconsin we're talking about.
Yeah, it gets cold up there. You can use the heater.
Yeah, but fortunately, it hadn't gotten so cold that the heater kicked on, because the guy said if the heater would have kicked on, that would have been all she wrote. That would have been sayonara. See you later, sucker.
Wow. Fluffball par excellence. You're waking up the humans because you smelled gas, huh?
That's me. That's me. Don't wear it out.
Hey, man, that's a fantastic story. And for being our Hero Cat of the Week, we're going to give you a bag of Pure Bright freeze-dried salmons and chicken treats.
Hey, that's a fit. Thanks a lot, guys. It's a real pleasure to get a prize like that from a show that I've enjoyed so very much.
Okay, buddy, you hang on the line, and Thunder's going to get all your information.
Okay, I will. And thank you again.
There he is. How about that guy? That is Fluffball par excellence, what he calls himself.
Yeah, he likes to give himself the big, big name.
Okay. We got time for one How Dumb a Dog jokes, and who do we got on the line? What, Thunder?
I got a guy's name, but hold on for a minute. Yeah, okay. What's the zip code? You got it. Okay, we do have Midnight hanging on the phone with a How Dumb a Dog story. And Midnight, hi, this is Thunder, and welcome on Catscapes.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Midnight, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, and thank you very much for taking my call. This is my How Dumb is a Dog story. And this is our next-door neighbor dog. It sometimes comes over to our yard.
Okay, so this is a dog you know.
Yeah, I know this dog. His name's Spike. And guess what kind of dog he is?
Hey, let me guess, a pit bull.
Yay. Everybody names that pit bull Spike. But anyway, there's a gate between their yard and our yard. And Spike will come over occasionally. And, you know, our people are very nice to Spike. And I say hi to Spike.
No, he don't chase you or nothing, huh?
He doesn't chase me because I'm up on the fence anyway. But the door was open to the house because the lady was getting some groceries. And Spike is all like, you know, I could really use a drink, huh? And what about you? And I said, yeah, you want a drink? He goes, yeah. I said, here you go. And I walked into the house and I pushed the door to the bathroom open. And I said, here's the toilet, chump. And you guess what this dumbass did?
Started drinking out of it.
Yeah, yay, there you go. This dumbass starts drinking out of the toilet.
Yeah, but dogs do that. When you say, do you want a drink, the dog will do the toilet.
What the hell?
Yeah, they do it. A lot of dogs will.
Are you kidding me? I thought that was the funniest thing. I said, you want a drink? I figured maybe he'll go for the bowl. There's a bowl of water here. Like, we got three cats here, myself, Dugan, and Rustler. We're the three cats. We bring this dog and we thought, well, you want a drink of water? I said, hey, how about a drink? He goes, don't mind if I do. And I go, there's the toilet. And he's like, thank you.
Yeah. That's what dogs do. They'll drink out of a toilet.
Jesus. They drink out of a toilet. Unflushed?
Oh, man, of course not. I don't think that unless they're really, really thirsty.
Jeez. Well, that's my one dumbbell dog story.
I don't know if that would qualify for a dumb dog. It's just being a dog.
Okay, well, I gave it a shot. And you monkeys ought to be more descriptive of...
Now, that's Midnight there with her How Dumb a Dog story. Hey, do you want a drink? Sure. Dog drinks out of the toilet. Dogs drink out of toilets.
Yeah, they do. They drink out of toilets. You know, you think about it. When you're a dog, that's a pretty... they can reach the toilet and drink as much as they want.
Yeah, well, we're cats. We don't drink a lot of water.
I don't drink a lot of water. Yeah, because we're cats. I mean, I drink water. Don't get me wrong. In these days, I'll say, hey, yeah, I could really use a drink of water, but I'm not slopping it down like some of these slob dogs.
Yeah, no question about it.
Okay, well, that's all the time we got here for Catscapes. Okay, that's all the time we have here for Catscapes today. We thank you for joining us. We did come on and do a show because everybody's been requesting the Catscapes show.
Yeah, we're very appreciative of that, and we will come on with an extended Catscapes show. And another thing is we will come on and play back some of the best of Catscapes.
Yeah.
Okay, so on behalf of myself, I'm Shadow. We got Smokey, we got Thunder, and a world-famous Phil Henry show, which is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. We thank you very much for tuning in to Catscapes.